My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I hope you all are having a great new year going for you and that you're getting some of those goals and aspirations out of the way. Hopefully you didn't set them too out of far reach. And hopefully you just decided to just be healthier to yourself and better to yourself this year than you were last year, because that's a little bit more of an attainable goal. And I think sometimes we just have to remember that, you know, as we get better and better at taking care of ourselves, it's easier to start focusing on things once we see a little positive reinforcement and some success on our healthy journey. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the relevant topics for today's world on our good health, as well as bringing you the awesome best of the best guests that we can possibly have in our industry. The people that are formulating, that are founding these amazing companies, that are educating and teaching and training and putting together formulations that we like and feel comfortable with, and from the companies that I know think of us, the consumer, first. And that's crucial for me. You won't hear me talk badly about other companies. You'll just hear me talk about the ones that I like chatting with, that bring a lot to us, the consumer and my listeners, and as well as to the industry, bringing these lines that we can see a difference with, great compliments, great alternatives, and very successful healthy journeys with great quality products. All of those things we talk about, all of those awesome products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is a very unique store now in its fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. It's also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You know, they've been doing it right there for a very long time. They've found a way to be able to bring the best of the best every single day. The best quality products, the best prices, the best selection, the best staff that you ever could have the pleasure to work with the most knowledge and the most information, and just the comfort feeling, providing peace of mind when you finally get answers to questions that have been plaguing you for a long time. Or maybe you've been heading down a road thinking that, you know, you were right in the right direction, and you find out that you're not getting the results because you're heading the wrong way. You know, it's all about the question and the answers and the dialogue, and they provide that for you every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. It's a unique webpage layered with great information and research. On the opening page, on the homepage, you can read industry articles that change frequently. So just going there, once in a while, you can read the articles and have a lot of great up-to-date relevant information. So that's a really good reason to go there. You can also enter your email and start getting things like newsletters and vital information and coupons and staying connected to the store. And on top of that, right now, you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Make sure to visit there, enter your email, and read those industry articles frequently. Of course, a thumbs up on Facebook as well will be a great place to start. Well, today we're in the new year. I'm having my first show with Carl and Joan Robinson in the new year, talking about their amazing line of herbal tinctures called Cedar Bear Naturals. A little background on my guest. Carl and Joan are health educators and co-founders of liquid dietary supplement manufacturer, Cedar Bear Naturals. A clinical and formulary herbalist and nutritional therapist with a Master of Herbology in Herbal Pharmacognosy and Pharmacology, Carl has been an insider to the herbal products industry for 30 years. He was also involved in the passage of state legislation that in turn became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplementation Health Education Act of 1984, DSHEA. He's also the author of numerous white papers and published works and educational courses on herbs and natural health. 30 years ago, he developed the unique multi-step approach and process by using liquid herbs without alcohol. The Tink Track process was born, the Cedar Bear uses today. Joan is a traditional herbalist, yoga instructor, meditation facilitator, and organic gardener, and the former lead writer for a nationally distributed herbal journal and natural health newsletter. She's the daughter of an MD internist who co-founded the largest medical clinic in the Northwest, and having herself been inflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at an early age, she overcame it by using natural holistic means. She's got the firsthand experience with using a natural approach to health building. I welcome both of my guests, Carl and Joan. Happy New Year, seeing this is the first time we've chatted this year.
And a happy New Year to you.
To you also. It's a pleasure being back.
I'm so glad to have you back again. And, you know, we kind of alluded to maybe talking about, you know, even though some people are saying, well, you know, we're already a couple weeks into the new year, some people are still getting the engines revved. And some people are still circling around the campfire. You know, they're getting ready. You know, they're trying to get themselves motivated. But, you know, I thought we could talk about products in your line that might make people a little bit more successful, but also at the same time allow them to maybe see some changes and some differences in some areas that might be a little bit motivating. Because, you know, if you feel and see a difference, it is more motivating than seeing nothing, because that's pretty demotivating.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a new, fresh year still. Even, you know, a couple of weeks in, it's an exciting year. I know there's a lot of concern, trepidation about a lot of things. But if we focus on ourselves and our family circles, our work circles, and do our very best to have the very best day we possibly can every single day, then that in itself gets that kickstart going to help have a better life, a happier life, a healthier life.
I tell people that given the angst that's out there in society right now and everything like that, and there's worry and there's the feeling, oh, is this ever going to end? I said, that's the wonderful thing about America. We're not the only nation that's this way, but, you know, I live in America, so I understand this, and that is we have an incredible sense and reality of resiliency. We're a very resilient people. And I think that the saying, this too shall pass, has a special place in, you know, the current situations that are happening out there and the fact that this will pass. And what we have to do is, I always say, it's kind of like take the Jewish approach. The Jews have a tradition that when there's bombs, and this was told, by the way, this was explained to me by a Jew from New York. He says, you know, when we have bombs dropping around us and all kinds of upheavals and crises taking place, he says, have you ever noticed that a lot of times we're the only people that open our shops? And I said, okay, where are you getting at? He says, we don't stop living.
In the midst of crisis.
In the midst of crisis, even.
And that's how you best get through it.
Living. He says, that's how you get through it, because it always passes. We come out the other end. Yeah, there may be scrapes, scratches, bruises, and even some atrocities, but he says, we always come out the other end, so we don't give up. We just continue to live. Great philosophy.
Well, you know, the thing is, in general, you know, there's many times that we maybe unconsciously just go back to our lives, you know, and, you know, but not with that kind of gusto where you know you're doing it even though things are going on. I think what happens with most people is somebody dies that they know, or somebody's going through cancer, or somebody's going through, you know, some kind of a disease situation, and we feel helpless, we can't help them, or we go to a funeral and everybody's depressed and everybody's like, oh my goodness, they're the same age we are, we all do the same things, why them, why not me? And you know, we all kind of persevere and get through it. We're all like, oh, we're going to make all these changes because we don't want to end up the same way. And then 3 weeks later, we slide back right into the life we were living before anything even happened. And, you know, you have to be ready for a change or wired to be able to deal with all these things and progressively make changes, because change is not easy for anybody.
No, and you got to be able to do the changes in a magnanimous fashion, because sometimes you have to resign yourself to a situation that, well, I'm going to lose. Okay, there's nothing I can do to change that. Start moving on right then and there and moving forward and through the situation. So a sense of non-fatalistic resignation and a magnanimity to our attitude, oh, wow, that not only is a great way to move through life, it sure lowers the stress index.
So talking about, you know, products from Cedar Bear that can help support our vitality, our stamina, our flexibility to deal with stress, there are several formulas that really are amazing. And so as you were talking about keeping on, I thought, well, let's talk about the endurance and metabolism support is one of our newer formulas that has herbs that help the whole body strengthen and get stronger, have better endurance, and boost the metabolism at the same time.
Well, don't you feel that a little bit of support in these areas is important? It's not just being able to just say, all right, it's a new year, I'm going to the gym, I'm eating all these good foods, I'm just going to kind of slide into everything. I think we probably all are at the point where we could use a little bit of support. And I think that's a good thing, because sometimes we've tried it on our own and sometimes we're successful, many times we're not. But sometimes a little bit of support, some herbal, some nutritional support, can really just, you know, give you that extra push that we need to be able to see a result sooner. Because the sooner we see a result, the sooner we're on board.
You know, there's a lot of truth to that, absolutely, for each and every one of us. And when we look at the stress our lives are under on all levels, it's kind of like being under minor attack on all levels of our being. And it's hard to get enough nutrition into us. And it's micronutrition and live nutrition that our bodies need. And that's where the herbal work with Cedar Bear products that we've worked so hard to make sure that they have that vitality supporting nutrients and micronutrients that you can use any time in the day. And it depends on what your needs are, which direction, which ones you choose.
So let me ask you this question. You know, when people are approaching your line, maybe for the first time, because I think so many people are actually taken back when they're like, what do you mean there's no alcohol in there? Because we're old school and, you know, we remember the days when we had to use the alcohol-based herbs and, you know, I hated them. You know, I was the first to openly say how much I could not stand them. And I would try it maybe once or twice. It would end up in the very back corner of my cabinet. And years later, I would throw it away because I couldn't get it down no matter what. And yours, they taste incredible. There's no alcohol. They just work well. The true flavor and, you know, the natural terpenes and the scents and the flavors naturally in all of the herbs come out, and they're very nice on the palate, and they don't overwork the palate. They actually enhance the sensation of taking the herbs.
It sure does. And, you know, like, yeah, just yesterday, we've been getting a lot of, like you do, get your wonderful responses from your listeners. We've been getting reviews from people all over the country that work with the products. And we got one just yesterday that a lady says, this keeps my daughter in good health. And I also love it because it tastes good opposed to other products we've used in the past. That's part of what makes it work for you. The children's products, the children love to use them. But not only that, us, we adults love them too.
if someone, let's talk about resolutions or changes or affirmations or goals. So let's say that someone has made the affirmation that they want to get healthier, but they want to focus on weight control, appetite, you know, making a difference that is noticeable, and they're at Stay Healthy and they're looking at this wonderful whole section of Cedar Bear Naturals, and they decide that they want to try a couple products that might just make this journey a little better. The metabolism one for sure.
Yeah, endurance and metabolism would go well in a weight support or getting yourself healthy program. Let me make sure I get the name right, because some names changed over the time from because of FDA oversight, of which, yes, herbal products, dietary supplements are heavily regulated. For those that hear on the news, oh, there's no regulation. Well, we're not
actually
allowed
to. In some areas, we're more regulated than the pharmaceutical industry.
We just can't say a lot of things that we would love to be able to say.
And that's one area we are more regulated than the pharmaceutical industry.
Portland. So, if you are working on your New Year's resolution to get your weight a little bit more under wraps, metabolism support blend is your formula. It does help bring that appetite down. It helps keep your energy levels up, and it helps your body work through burning those calories. Do it with an exercise program and a dietary support program, and its metabolism support blend is really going to do wonders.
Now, something that can be used every day, and is there any age restrictions on it? And people are always going to ask, is there a stimulant in it? Is there caffeine in it? Is there anything that's going to make me nervous or shaky? A lot of bad ideas come from things that were 10, 15 years ago, but at least it opens up the door for people to learn that things have changed.
Yes. Okay. With Cedar Bear products, we don't add anything that isn't a whole herb. So these are from herbs themselves, and it's not an isolate fractionate that's a part of an herb. It's the whole herb itself.
One thing to say, if a product does contain caffeine, it's not going to be the single herb alone in that bottle. That would mean, yes, there would be a fairly high caffeine content. It's mixed with other herbs that have a synergizing and moderating effect. Caffeine is not bad. The key is you just don't want to have huge amounts of it. For instance, that one cup of tea or one cup of coffee is more than adequate, in my opinion, to take care of what I call the caffeine fix or the benefits of caffeine. For some, myself included, go over that, and it's going to cause the jitters. It causes all kinds of problems. It can even cause heart problems. So on one hand, caffeine can help the cardiovascular system. On the other hand, it can have a downside. The other thing is that the herbs that we use that may contain caffeine, because of our polyconstituent approach, meaning we get everything out of the herb, we're also getting all the other secondary and tertiary compounds that have a moderating and synergizing effect on the caffeine. And because of our unique process, it doesn't make it so that the caffeine is potentized in the end product to the expense of everything else. Everything is still in its natural ratio, intact balance as far as that is concerned. So, Joan.
So, yes, on this particular formula, there is a small amount or a balanced amount of an herb, and only one herb, that it has naturally occurring caffeine. That's guarana. But it has the garcinia fruit, the hoodia cactus, the guarana, gymnema, kelp, bladderwrack. These are nutritives from the sea, fennel, black walnut hull, uva ursi, senna leaf. So it also has a cleansing effect in your body.
And it has a thyroid balancing effect.
Thyroid supporting.
Very important for weight control.
Helps clear the kidney urinary tract. It just helps keep things, gets them working and moving better. It's a really amazing formula.
It's not enough to just shed weight as far as get rid of the fat. You've also got to have other parts of the body being involved, like balancing the metabolism itself and not letting it go into a runaway situation. Making sure that you don't have a rapid loss of essential fats, but you have a moderated loss of fats, so it doesn't trip the body's fat-burning mechanisms all over the place. And so that's what that product was developed for, was to work with all the systems of the body, including the thyroid, that are involved in good, safe weight control.
And there's another formula that's similar but works differently in the body, and that's Slim Now with Hootia in it.
Now, can they be taken together?
Yes, those two can be taken together, and you know what? I've never had anybody ask me that before in all these years, but that would make a great weight control herbal cocktail, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking that, you know, sometimes metabolism and appetite and things, you know, there's a couple different areas that people are experiencing problems. And, you know, sometimes it works if they're able to satisfy both of them. Like if the metabolism is getting better and they're speeding up their metabolism, but they're still, you know, munching and crunching and eating to get that sensation because they're just a grazer or they're an overeater. The nice thing is, you know, if they can control the appetite a little bit, the two go hand in hand maybe become a multi-purpose combination.
Well, that's true. And then another important thing is grazers and overeaters, generally a lot of times they have that craving, but it's amazing how many times in clinical work I would deal with people and find they were dehydrated. Even though they may be overweight, they're still dehydrated at the cellular level. So when they have that craving hit, first thing to do, go drink about 8 ounces of water, not ice cold, room temperature or thereabouts, but drink a glass of water and wait 5 to 10 minutes to see if the craving passes. In about 80-90% of the cases, it will pass.
And if you take 2 to 4 droppers full of either of these formulas, it will curb. It's the Hootia that helps curb appetite. It helps reset your appetite.
So, yes, with that glass of water, put a few droppers of the product in, take it down, and, you know, you have to discipline yourself. Don't immediately run and start munching. Give some time for that water to get into your system and hydrate, because a lot of times what we take as I'm hungry may in fact be the body saying, I need some fluids, folks. I need some water. I need to hydrate.
And maybe I'm just bored.
Or anxious.
Yeah.
Lots of people are anxious eaters. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good point, yeah.
But one of the things with Slim Now is it's an electrolyte support formula. The herbs help those electrolyte mineral needs of the body.
Major minerals, yes.
Yep.
Actually, it appears to help when it's taken with foods to efficientize the uptake of those essential mineral electrolytes, which have to be balanced and in the body working to have good positive weight control.
You know, probably every day I'll get letters from people and they'll be talking, and the topic of stress will come up. And very frequently, a lot of times people will say, you know, when I'm under stress, I eat. You know, when I get frustrated, I get yelled at, or I get screamed at, or I'm having a bad day at work, or a bad day at home, or a bad day with my friends, or something's not going right, I eat. You know, and, you know, that's their way of their coping mechanism, I guess they call it. You know, some people do the opposite. When they get either mildly depressive feelings or they get anxious or edgy, they might just stop eating. You know, they go the opposite. It's just like when somebody's under a lot of stress, they want to sleep all the time, and then other people stare at the ceiling and they can't sleep at all. So we react differently, but I think one category where people do reach for food is out of comfort. And, you know, comfort is something that makes you feel good. It's warming to the body. It kind of, you know, puts a blanket around you in its own way and makes you feel comforted. Is it good for you? Probably not. Usually not. Comfort zones mean comfortable. They don't mean good.
Is driven by a sense of danger. And it doesn't have to be consciously, you know, a danger there, but the body, neurologically speaking, is conditioned that when stress, certain kinds of stress come at them, like, for instance, the anxiety you're talking about, or a tense relationship at work or at home, all of that triggers certain responses in the body, of which the most basic and foundational is the fight or flight response. The fight or flight response is triggered by fear, and so much of the stress that people experience at a subconscious level is actually driving their fear mechanism, which kicks them into flight or fight, and or in this situation, to eat or not to eat. It's still the same fight or flight type of response. Fight meaning eat, or flight meaning go away from food. But both of them have that negative effect on the body.
You know, that makes really, really good sense. And I think for many of us, you know, we're learning that we have to look at the big picture, because, you know, when you're trying to make a change from a vice or a bad habit, or maybe just lack of focus for yourself, because maybe you're one of those people that spend every waking hour taking care of everybody else in your world, and there's just not enough of you, not enough energy, not enough power, not enough stamina at the end of the day to do anything for you. And all of a sudden you decide this is your year to start thinking about yourself. Let me tell you what, it's not easy. It's very uncomfortable. It doesn't feel natural because you're out of your area. And unless some benefit comes across the table, it's very easy to slide back, you know, chutes and ladders, if you will. It's easy to slide back down or climb right out of it, you know, and, you know, get back to where you were, because even though it was unhealthy, it was comfortable. And the reason I stress this so much is because I see people all the time that don't address the real reasons why, you know, they're in some of these situations. And I do think that stress is a big factor that leads us down many, many, many unhealthy roads.
Wow, you just described me when my children were small. I couldn't even comprehend spending a moment for myself and self-care. And children small, well, I had twins on top of other little children, and so it was incredibly intense. And it took a lot to get my brain to start going, wait a minute, you have to do things for yourself. And so I did become extremely adrenal exhausted. So as we're talking about stress and our metabolism, if our adrenal glands are overstressed, we've been pumping too much of those hormones, and our HPA axis gets out of balance. That's the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis gets out of balance, which is a large percentage of Americans what we go through. We have a formula. We got an herb for that. And that's a saying I've had for several years. Whatever your need is, we have an herb for that. The adrenal and focus blend formula is absolutely amazing at helping rebalance your endocrine system, your nervous system, your focus, your ability to rebuild back up from being adrenal exhausted.
We're talking today with Carl and Joan Robinson. They are the owners, the founders, the formulators, and every bit of the nitty-gritty all tied into Cedar Bear Naturals, this awesome line of liquid herbal tinctures. They have all the individual products, of course. They have beautifully blended, where we don't have to think about it, combinations. They've done all the thinking for us. They taste delicious and no alcohol. You need to check them all out. They're wonderfully priced. They're easy to use. And I stress the delicious part, because most of us come from a time when they were, not so delicious. So definitely keep that in mind. And they're herbs on the go. You'll want to take them with you. Not just use them at home. You'll want to take them with you on the road, because you can use them so easily. You can put them in your tea. You can put them in your smoothie. You can just put them in your mouth. And they taste delicious. So you will enjoy using these herbal liquid tinctures. A quick break, and we'll be right back with Carl and Joan Robinson and Cedar Bear Naturals, available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay tuned.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids. Hey, you need to take care of that cough.
I've tried everything, and I just can't get rid of it.
I'll bet you haven't tried Tinctract.
What's a Tinctract?
A Tinctract is a liquid herbal product made by Cedar Bear Naturals. It's more than a tincture and more than an extract, and that's why they call it a Tinctract.
I've tried liquid herbs before. They taste awful.
Not Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctract. They taste great. Tinctracts are totally alcohol-free, and they don't use preservatives or sugar either.
How long have you been using them?
Remember when that flu was going around last spring? I was really worried that our whole family would get sick, and a friend told me about them. We've been using Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts ever since. Whatever our family's health needs are, we can find a Tinctract for it. And since they work so well, I know I'm getting my money's worth.
Thanks. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get rid of this cough.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Hey, you look miserable.
Oh, I've got these rotten allergies and nothing seems to help much, and I can't stand the side effects of those over-the-counter remedies.
I'll bet you haven't tried Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts.
Cedar Bear who?
Cedar Bear Naturals. They make these great liquid herbal products called Tinctracts. I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, and a friend told me all about them. I tried one of the formulas for coughs, and it worked like a charm, and without any side effects. I've been using Tinctracts ever since.
Well, do you think they've got anything that'll help me feel better?
Oh, they have lots of formulas and single herbs that help strengthen your general health, and others that work directly for specific symptoms, like your sniffles.
Well, can I give Tinctracts to my kids?
Absolutely. Cedar Bear Naturals has a whole line of formulas for children. We've been using them for our entire family, and our kids love them.
Thanks. I can't wait to try them. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get a handle on my allergies and my kids' health needs, too.
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything that you need to head in the right direction. You know, the tools, the good stuff, the stuff you get every single day when you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Great knowledge, great information, wonderful service. And then, of course, the selection of only the highest quality products, because they want to make sure that if you're going to take the time to go to a health food store and you're going to decide to start getting healthy, then you should use products from companies that think about us first, the consumer, and use products that are basically going to help us make the change maybe a little easier, but definitely more successful. Lines like Cedar Bear Naturals. Make sure you check out that full line at Stay Healthy. They are truly awesome liquid tinctures. And maybe you gave up liquid tinctures years ago because of the taste or which a lot of us did, I guarantee you. You're going to really enjoy this amazing line. You can check out the whole section of Cedar Bear at Stay Healthy. Awesome prices every single day and a great selection. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Talking today with Joan and Carl Robinson, this amazing line of products is all they're doing, thank goodness. I had a question that came in, guys. It said, you know, I know you're talking about resolutions, but you did allude to stress, and stress is something that I'm trying to deal with. I actually quit a very unhealthy job and got a great job, should have left it years and years ago. Got out of a really bad relationship, should have left that years ago as well. So I'm actually doing all the right things, but I still could use some support for stress. I love using liquids, and I was one of those people that got away from the tinctures because of bad taste, Jeff, so there's a lot of us out here. Can you please ask your guest about stress, tension, and moving forward, maybe using some of their products? Love it.
Oh, thank you so very much, and boy, keep on keeping on. Sounds like listener, are having a great start of your life from this day moving forward. Okay, we talked about the Adrenal and Focus Blend. Absolutely can be a lifesaver. I'll tell you another great one for stress itself, and that is called Immune Builder, because it's adaptogen herbs, and adaptogen means it helps your body adapt to stress. Now, some of those adaptogen herbs that are so valuable for us, if you do them in single herbs also, or just want to know more about herbs, Eleuthero root, Ashwagandha root, those are wonderful, wonderful adaptogens. Schizandra berry is the main one in Immune Builder, so it has a wonderful whang to it. Tastes great. So, yeah, Immune Builder and Adrenal and Focus Blend, as well as any of the daily supports, because they do that help for your everyday major and micronutrients. Was searching for the word there. So that would be your herbal minerals, your daily herbals, your antioxidants, daily antioxidants. Those are daily use. And these others can be used daily also.
And what about blending some of them together? I mean, you know, I think sometimes things enhance the power of two, sometimes more than the power of one, but maybe start out with one and then maybe bring in another one later and slowly progress. Don't take them all at the same time at the very beginning. I mean, even though it's not bad for you, you might not need it. How do you feel about that? Like the layered?
Oh, I do it every day. I do. I'll choose what I feel I need, or I'll help Carl by choosing what I think he needs, because sometimes the cobbler's children go without shoes and he forgets to take his own herbs. But like the Adrenal and Focus and the Immune Builder go wonderfully together, and any of the daily herbals, they go wonderfully together. So if you're in a hurry, put an ounce or two of water in a cup and put 2 to 3 droppers full of each formula in, make a mixture, sip it down or gulp it down, doesn't matter. Your body's going to thank you. It's just a wonderful start to the day or any time during the day.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that when someone just chimed, I've had actually quite a few people chime in and say, you know what, noticing a little bit of a change is really motivating. And I think that that's something that we need to, you know, remind people that, you know, look for something that you can hold on to let you know that you're heading in the right direction. And if you're trying a bunch of things and you're not seeing any of that, it's okay with just, you know, starting fresh and starting another path, because we're not always right, you know, and sometimes we're all different and we may have to take a different road. We can all end up at the same place, but we may have to take a different approach.
Well, you know, I've always said that anytime we make a change, so oftentimes when people say they haven't noticed a change, I tell them, well, have you looked for a change? And they'll say, well, yeah. And I says, what are you looking for? And they say that. And I says, so what about what I'm observing, which might be something completely different? He says, well, they'll say, well, I never realized that. I wasn't looking for that. There's change. Probably what's happened is it's a change you're not expecting, therefore you're not aware of, or you're not lucid about. So change takes place. That's just change. It's the only constant in the universe. You change something, something's going to change. But do you have the presence of mind or the sensitivity or the awareness to notice a change and realize it's not always going to be what you think it should be? But change is there.
Well, and sometimes it is subtle.
Yeah.
When you look at the goalposts or look back a week or two ago. Now, one of the beauties of working with the liquid herbals and the Cedar Bear line is that every single drop goes to work in the body immediately.
Yeah, there's no digesting. It's almost like we're providing a pre-digested product.
Yeah, so you're going to feel these results maybe more quickly than you might if you're doing pills, capsules, tablets. You're going to feel shifts, maybe a little more energy, maybe a little more calmness. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes they're quite profound.
And you know, one more thing that we have to always approach and think to ourselves is that a lot of people that, let's say they're really, really healthy, and they start using some supplements, they may feel a little bit different. They're going to see some change. But the thing is, if you have really just not taken care of yourself and you have been setting up camp on the back burner for a long, long time, and you know, you have run yourself into the ground, you are going to notice things a little bit faster, because a little bit of paid attention is going to go a really long way. And your body is going to be saying, wow, who are you and where did you come from?
That is generally the case. The person that's really not doing well is the person that notices things immediately. Somebody that's, kind of like halfway in between, kind of slipping, has come from a healthy background but has slipped, they may not see things as, or feel it to the degree as quickly. But the change is there. You make a change, you do something, there's always something that takes place. It's just like Joan said a moment ago, it just may be so subtle you're not catching it.
Yeah, I think that's really, really right. But then again, you know, one other bad habit of human nature is to make all the problems go away one day and see a complete difference the next day, and if we don't, then it's not working.
Fast food mentality. We want it now.
Yeah.
Want it now. Want it all. Takes time. Building health. And what we do and what we teach and what we work with is building, balancing, supporting health.
You know, and that's a really good point. And you know, Carl, I know that when you first decided to, when you guys really first decided to put this line together, I mean, I knew that it was going to be awesome when I first met you, but I mean, you've taken it to levels that are so incredible. And you know, with herbs comes confusion, and a lot of people don't know which herb to take for what and what to mix with this. But I am so thankful that you actually took the time to make popular combinations and blends for us, so that we don't have to do all the research and the guesswork, that you guys have done it for us, and all we have to do is just remember to use the blends, because the blends are beautiful, be it for children or be it for adults, for situations or maintenance or prevention or medicinally. You've done a beautiful job on your combinations. So, and I know that going back to the drawing board is a frequent rotation, frequent miles for you guys, because it takes a long time to get it just perfect.
Well, and in some instances, you never get it quote unquote perfect. You're constantly making some adjustments and modifications because the human body requires that. We can't eat the same food every day or at a constant level. We have to have some variety. And so there may be tweaks that are made as we learn. And we also learn more about our formulas. We learn more from the feedback. Oh, we can tweak it this way or tweak it that way. But I also tell people, I say, you know, we've got numerous formulas for numerous needs and benefits. You know, it's okay to kind of focus on one, but it really helps if you bring another one in, say, for a month or two, and then bring another one in, say, for another month or two, and rotate. Rotation is very, very important, even in the use of herbs, because herbs, especially our approach, has a strong nutritional undercurrent. And if you're talking nutrition, nutrition is all about variety. It's all about rotation. It's all about not getting stuck on one thing. That way you get a full complement of nutrients, nutritional factors, and all those kinds of things.
And Jeff, I want to thank you for acknowledging the extreme expertise of Carl's formulations and the work he's done, because he developed the process, and then because of the process, the Tinctrac process that he developed, then he was able to formulate complex herbal formulas with, not just two or three or four herbs, but 10 and 15 herbs in formulas to make them do in the body what they need to do, taking the clinical approach that he did. And, you know, and it takes a team. We have the most wonderful team under us, our employees. We met with them yesterday. The room was full, and we're just so proud of the meticulous work that each and every one does to bring these amazing products to the market to all of you.
And I'd like to say that as far as the formulating is concerned, I already had a background in compounding, meaning putting blends together, mostly in the dried herb area. It was a little difficult with alcohol, I found, because you can't make an alcohol tincture taste good, and when you start mixing herbs, they'll taste even, go even further south in their taste. It's really weird, so I had to deal with that. So when the Tinctrac method was developed, I had to completely rethink the approach I was taking to formulating, because, you know, in a dried herb formula, for instance, if I'm doing an intestinal cleanse, in a dried herb formula, I can use a lot of cascara, a lot of senna. It can be up to half the formula, as a matter of fact. But, boy, when you do liquid and you're extracting out those components in their pure active form, always as whole, meaning everything together, I would not take an intestinal cleanse formula and put 50% cascara in it. It's going to hose people. So you have to completely rethink how the formulating basis is. And that took a few years to master and get down. And it's unique. It's actually unique to our work.
Let me kind of close with this last question. You know, if you're using numerous formulations that you make, if you had to give the best recommendation, would it be to mix them together, take them when you can, take them throughout the day, carry them with you and do a squirt here, squirt there, squirt everywhere, you know, or just basically just get them in?
To be perfectly honest, I'd say both. Do the one that works for you, because you're going to get benefit from either approach. For instance, Joan is more of that first description. She likes to kind of take them throughout the day, and she puts them in her purse and, you know, takes them with her water and stuff like that. Me, I'm kind of a little more get it done, get it out of the way. So I take them in the morning. I'll take a shot in the afternoon, and then in the evening, sometimes before a meal, around a mealtime or before I go to bed. But I do very little in-between stuff. And it's just my personality. It's the way I get so focused into my work and things like that. In fact, water, I have to make sure I'm drinking plenty of water. Joan's different. She's the complete opposite. So I think you've described an approach that can work both ways, and that realizing that some people are more get it done and out of the way. Others will spread it out over the day. And you know what? Both work.
And that's more your daily support and general health support. But if you're doing a direct aid for a specific, the throat, the lymph nodes, you know, things are going on, that taking a dropper full or two frequently during the day can really, really help.
Oh, yeah.
There are multiple formulas
that
help.
If I'm not feeling well, I'm going to be taking the emergency once every 30 minutes to an hour. But as a general rule, you have two different types of consumers,
right,
of our products.
Yep.
Okay. You know, I've learned that there's just, you know, we have to be flexible and we have to realize that we're all different and we're all going to approach it differently. But I just, I want to thank you. I think this was a lot of fun and welcome back to the show and a healthy, prosperous new year to you both and keep those awesome products coming our way.
And we'd like to say thank you to the staff of the Stay Healthy. We know they're probably listening. Happy New Year, folks. A prosperous year, a healthy year, and thank you so much for the support that you've given us through the years.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and you also.
My guest today, Carl and Joan Robinson, representing their company, Cedar Bear Naturals. Have you tried them? They're quite awesome. You know, they're great tasting and no alcohol. And I think for many reasons, I just feel better with that. You know, obviously alcohol was one of the main stabilizers and, you know, distillation methods for such a long time. But with it, it brought just an ungodly flavor and taste. And it was probably, well, for me, the main reason that I stopped using them. But I love these. They taste incredible. You can actually carry them with you and you can open the bottle, take a squirt in your mouth and feel very comfortable, you know, with the flavor and the taste. And, you know, it's nothing like they used to be. But that's one wonderful thing about this field. Things are always changing and morphing and transitioning and getting better and more absorbable. And in some cases like this, more delicious and more effective. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They also are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, have an anniversary coming up in March. They have taken the time to listen and be able to provide what is needed in our society today, which is help and support and selection and price and quality and integrity. And they do it every single day. And I think that's why they've become such a leader in the field and such a gem here in the desert, because the people that go there bring their friends there and they bring their friends there. And every day I hear from people that are going for the first time and they're just like, you know what? Thank you. You know, I learned more in 20 minutes than I've learned in the last year visiting the other place I was going, because they can answer my questions. And I truly think that's what it's all about. So it's my honor to send people there every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Make sure to like them on Facebook. Their daily posts are entertaining and comical sometimes, but always enlightening. And it keeps you connected with the Stay Healthy store. And on top of that, you really do need to visit their webpage for the layers and layers of great industry articles and information that they have on there. Those articles on the homepage do change frequently. So every time you go, read through them, because it'll add relevant information to your memory banks and give you some things that you might just sit back and say, you know what? I did not know that. And that's exactly what I was thinking about asking questions on, because they are truly relevant. Also, enter your email address and then you'll start being privy to newsletters and information and coupons and all that good stuff. So stayhealthylasvegas.com is the webpage. Go there, register your email, and stay in touch. I'd like to thank everyone. You know, we're heading into the third week, I guess, now of the new year, and everybody's starting to either get going or they've already got the engine revving. Maybe they fell off the wagon, but they dusted themselves off and got back on. And hopefully you've set your goals and aspirations achievable and attainable, hoping that basically you're just being better to yourself this year, this time around, and treating yourself with more respect and giving your body what it needs to be able to give back to you the things that you need. Because our body are intricate machines, and if you treat them wisely and you treat them in a healthy way, they're going to be very supportive of you. But, you know, even though they're forgiving, sooner or later, they're going to throw their hands in the air and say, I got nothing else. You know, so be good to your body, be good to your health, and it'll be great to you. Remember, if you can't tune into my show live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of my producer, who's awesome, my radio station, Lotus Broadcasting, who's also awesome, everything is now podcast, archived, and they're all on my webpage, pre-recorded for you to download. Go to drjeffreyburke.com, and you can download any of the shows and listen to them when it's convenient for you. All good information at your fingertips. Just click on the archive icon. Remember to go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Awesome prices every day. A fully packed store with the best of the best. And Cedar Bear Naturals with their great prices of their herbs as well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.